Can you talk a bit about the shareholder class action space? I was at the IMF AGM a couple of weeks ago in Sydney, and they were saying they were facing more a bit of competition from you, supported with some US partner you've got on shareholder class action. They talked about Centro, how you're having a bit of a squabble about who's actually on the record there. But they also talked about how they've got $80 million cash in the bank, and that scares a lot of the companies they sue, whereas you've only got $2 million cash in the bank. So, and you've talked about having to bulk up and resource up on some of these big cases. Just your comments on some of those thoughts.
To observe, I think, Stephen, is the way the litigation funding market is changing. And what's happening now is that there is now competition in the market. Until very recently, IMF were the only player or the only substantial player. There's now some competition, CLF, Commonwealth Litigation Funding, but a number of others with whom we've had relationships. We've been very careful to spread our relationships with litigation funders. I think some of our competitors have taken the approach of developing exclusive relationships. We'd prefer to have a spread of relationships, and that's what we now have. So we've got litigation funders involved in a number of our projects. That's just the way we like it. We're not a litigation funder in the way that IMF are. The economics of their business are very, very different. The economics, they're very, you know, lumpy, unpredictable earnings. We're very consistent, predictable earnings. Again, that's what we think our shareholders expect from us, and that's what we'll deliver. I think in terms of where the market's going forward, I mean, it's hard to predict just where this round of wrangling will end up in terms of the results of the collapses. While some cases have been initiated and there'll likely be more, I don't expect the floodgates to open and for there to be, you know, a huge number of new cases. I think we've got plenty of capacity because there's now more capacity in the litigation funding market, and certainly our strategy is to use the litigation funding market to continue activity, and that's certainly proven to be a good strategy for us. There are cases that will fund. The Vioxx case, which is a pharmaceuticals case, which is fixed for trial in March of next year, is a case that we're funding. The Brooklyn Screen case, you know, the methane gas leak in Cranbourne, is a case we're funding. So there are cases where either litigation funding just isn't appropriate, or we believe that we've got capacity to fund those cases. We certainly feel that we've got plenty of capacity to do the work that we want to do at present.